Jesus wants to keep us singing. Keep singing. Once I went back to Taiwan after furlough, and my sister said, Gerda, keep singing. And I did that. I have to sing more. I don't have such a good voice. But someday it's going to be better. But we keep singing, because no matter what happens in life, you have to keep singing that the presence of Jesus fills your life. Hallelujah. And we walk through our house and say, hallelujah. We had a man that came to our meetings when they were in my house, and he said, how come you're always saying, his name, he was saying, how come you're always saying, how do you do, Yah? And so, how do you do, Yah? And so I said, we're saying hallelujah, not how do you do, Yah? And he was a Chinese man. He thought we were saying, how do you do, Yah? And I said, hallelujah. It means praise the Lord every day. My mother used to say hallelujah I don't know how many times. And we had another man in Taiwan. He, every time his prayer, we used to always laugh a little behind the scenes. He would have at least 13 hallelujahs in every prayer. But that hallelujah is good. It's good. And I find now I'm getting old, I'm doing what my mother did. I'm saying hallelujah so many times. But that's praise the Lord, hallelujah. It has to get into our bones. I want more of it. I want more of that rejoicing in Jesus. No matter what happens, tomorrow I have to face a very difficult situation. But Jesus is going to get the victory.
Yes.
And so I'm going to keep praising and thanking him. Hallelujah. He is victor. He will do exceeding. The verse he gave us was, exceeding abundant above all we ask or think. And today he's going to do it. Tomorrow, every day, we have to keep believing him. Sister Pearl Young said to me once, she told everyone about it. When she first came to Taiwan, she had a tumor, and it was large. It was as if she was having a child pregnant. And the Lord healed that. And at that time, when she came to Taiwan in 1954 with Elizabeth Lindau, and the Lord said to her as she got off the boat, if you believe me, I can work. But if you stop believing, I can't work. And she chose to believe the Lord. The Lord healed that tumor. It was suddenly gone. Just like Sister Moni's her mother's testimony. I could listen to it 100 times and still enjoy it. Her mother, the Lord healed that mother, and she was dying. She went into the water as she was baptized, and when she came, she went in with, she was filled with that disease, and she swelled in her body. She had just like Sister Pearl Young. She came out of the water, and the clothing, she was what we call in Chinese, miao tiao xiao jie. She was like one of the flight attendants, you know, very, very thin. And she was beautiful. She came out, the clothing were just hanging on her. And the children, Sister Moni was a child. They didn't recognize their mother, and it was she. And she lived a long time after that. And I saw her in Germany, and even in her old age, she helped with the baptismal services. When one arm wouldn't do it anymore, she did it anyhow, and the Lord healed that arm again. Jesus is wonderful. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank him and I praise him, and we want to continue to praise him. Hallelujah. And love him with all our hearts. And there's another song that I like to sing, Nearer, Still Nearer. We sang it the other. That was my favorite song as a child. I'd sit, after the Lord filled me with the Holy Spirit, then I could, before that, I didn't recognize in the meetings, I was only 11, and that grows, of course, as you get older.
But when the quiet time came and Jesus drew near, oh, this is wonderful. I have an uncle. Years ago, my mother wanted all her relatives to get the baptism. She had seven brothers, and there were seven girls and seven boys. And she wanted everybody. My mother was the type, if you have something you enjoy or like, then everybody should have it. And especially for the baptism. That was, everybody has to have the baptism. It's the promise from the Father. And the Lord did it for her, hallelujah. He came to her and manifested himself, hallelujah. He comes, he draws us into his presence, and our lives are different. We've tasted of something so wonderful that the things of this world have no attraction. Jesus is the center of attraction, and I want it to be more and more, hallelujah. And when we sang that song as I was a child, nearer, still nearer, every time we sang it, just drew me into the presence of Jesus. We have so many wonderful songs that work in our hearts, and Jesus comes to us every day. It's good when he do it alone, but the meetings are important. Because when we're together, that's what Sister Pearl said. I didn't say that. She said that. She said, God will bless you at home, but it's more important in the meetings when we're together. Because God comes in a special way in the meetings. So I don't like to miss the meetings if I can. Since one time in Taiwan, I thought I had to go shopping on a Saturday morning. Those days we had a Saturday morning meeting. And I wanted to get some things for my first Christmas in Taiwan. I wanted to get something for my parents. And she was disappointed, so I didn't do it. Uncle Hans told me, what she tells you, you obey, no matter what she tells you. He said, she's a great vessel. And so I tried to do that. But she said, every meeting is important. And that's why we get to the meetings, because Jesus is there. One day, I was studying Chinese. I had to go to Chinese school every day, 8 hours. And sometimes the teacher gave us 10 characters at night to write, and you had to write each character 100 times. So that's a lot of work. And I couldn't do it because every night was meeting, except for Friday night. So I did it in between classes. Jesus helped me. But one day I was going home by bus to Gozuko, and I thought, oh, tonight I don't think I'll go to the meeting. Because tonight it was in one of our outstations. Sister Pearl would go. We'd go by bus and then a pedicab and go. It was different in those days. And suddenly on the bus, I was just thinking that Jesus said, oh, you don't want to go to my meeting? I said, I quickly changed my mind. I said, sure, I'm going. And she was very, very strong on that we should be in the meetings and even a half an hour early waiting on the Lord. And so she trained the workers that way. And it was important. And I thank Jesus for the meetings. Someday we'll never regret those times we sought Jesus. Someday we can't do it anymore. Someday maybe when we're older or so, maybe when I get to be 100, but I hope I can still do it. But Jesus is there and he draws us. Hallelujah. Let's sing that song. I don't know what number it is. It's in the 51 in the camp song book. All these precious songs that the Lord has given us, close to thee, close to thee. It's all a picture of what we're told in the Bible. Hallelujah. John 14, 15, 16, he tells us about the baptism, abiding in him, having his presence. And at first, we have to pay attention, but then Jesus comes and he sets us in, set in into his presence, and you know, you don't go out anymore. He's there. He does it. I'm so thankful that he does it. This short time this afternoon, he's working in our hearts, and even tonight when you're sleeping, that's what Uncle Hans said, he works in our hearts while we're sleeping. And sometimes there were some people in church in Taiwan, they would fall asleep, some of the older ones. And after Sister Pearl passed away, I was leading one of the meetings, and I was trying to help the people realize the presence of the Lord in the meeting. He's there. It's with faith we come in. And she would often say, that comfortable feeling. It's not that we're searching for feelings, but when Jesus is there, we feel it. We know it. We know it. If I sit next to my sister, I know if I'm sitting next to her. And the same is with Jesus. She said, that comfortable feeling, that peacefulness, and that joy, that's Jesus. And in Chinese, shufu is comfortable. And so some of the men, they were looking at a man there. He was sleeping. He was an old man in his 80s. He was sleeping. And they said, yes, the presence of Jesus is very comfortable. But it's okay, even if they fall there in his presence. He gives us a rest, hallelujah. And those words in Isaiah are so precious. We have a song in Chinese, Dung Ho Yehovadi, and that's those that wait upon the Lord in Isaiah, they will get new strength. And we get new strength, that verse. Maybe we can turn to it yet in Isaiah 40, or you can listen to it. Dung ho Yehowa the Bi Tung Shin De Li Tamen Bi Ru Ying Jan Chi Shang Tang Tamen Ben Pao Chia Bu Kun Jan Xin Zo Chia Bu Pifa. That they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And we can experience that all the time. There was a young lady, not in our fellowship churches, but I heard this testimony. She said, she was very busy. She had to take care of her father. He was a sick man. The mother had passed away, passed on to be with Jesus. She was still a young woman, and she had to keep that house going, the food, buying things, doing the laundry and everything. And they weren't wealthy, so she had to work. And her job was teaching music. So she had about 40 students that came to her house in a week, teaching them piano. And one day she was really tired. And so she thought of this verse, to wait upon the Lord. You don't wait for him to come. He's there all the time. But you get in his presence. So she asked her neighbor lady to take care of her father for a while. And she went into her room and enjoyed the presence of Jesus. It's an enjoyment. He's created us for his glory and to enjoy him here on earth. We don't have to wait till heaven. Sister Pearl Young used to say, we sang that chorus the other night about there's a sweet, sweet presence in this place tonight. And Sister Pearl said, I know it's better in heaven, but she said it's almost, Chabador is almost, Chabador. It's almost as good. Jesus is here now. His presence is here now. We have him right now. And that's what she said. And so this young lady, she waited on the Lord in her room. And then when she felt it was enough, she came out. And she was different. She was changed. She had new life, new strength. Some people, I heard there was one woman, she put an apron over her head and waited on the Lord. And it works. It's true. All of this is true. Everything in the Bible is true. And she came out. And guess what? The doorbell rang. And her brother was there with all his children, and he wanted supper. And he said to his sister, he said, Sister, you look as if you just had a week, 2 weeks of vacation. And she did. That's what Jesus does for us. And he does that for us. And there's also another verse in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 3:18. If we read the Bible every day, it becomes more and more real to us. And the more we obey those commandments, as we heard this morning, how precious the commandments, they bring life to us, those things, to obey them. And Jesus helps us to obey. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. He wants to do that. He's doing it this weekend, and I'm so thankful I could be here. And I could be here to enjoy Jesus and enjoy fellowship. We have such a wonderful fellowship, knowing each other, encouraging each other, and blessing each other. My sister, she's a good prayer, if that's a word. She has a list of people in her Bible. I think you're on the list. A lot of you are on that list. Any place she's gone to, any minister she knows, they're all on that list. Every day she prays for them. Every day. She says it's not easy for the ministers. It's not an easy job. Oftentimes they go through rough things. And she said we have to pray for them. And she prays for them. I thank God for my sister and the blessing she's been to me. And now I guess I have to go. We have meetings tomorrow in the Chinese church. And have to prepare for that. I have a special need, and if you would pray, because I face a situation that is not easy. I've never faced anything like that before, but I know Jesus is able, and I thank him ahead of time for the victory. That's what Sister Pearl used to say. She said, thank him ahead of time that he's going to fill you with the Holy Spirit, and he will be embarrassed not to. That's what she said. He will be, Jesus will, is that good theology, Brother? He will be embarrassed not to do it. Thank you for your patience. Thank you.